This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. As well as Piece by Piece Designs and Decor. At Piece by Piece, you'll find home furnishings, trending and seasonal decor, craft workshops, and more. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. The extra work doing improvements to Ackerman Park in the village of Elkton is paying off. Village President Dan Armbruster reported the park has seen an increase in usage and that when the Dairy League adult soccer games were played on Friday nights, the park was packed with people. Armbruster noted the council should be very proud of the park and all the improvements accomplished over the past years. Trustee Agnes Kaczynski reported the Adult Soccer League is looking to donate lighting and some bleachers, so more improvements to the park may be coming soon. During the meeting, the council was reminded that Ackerman Park will get even more use in the coming weeks with the Born to Be Wild event weekend on August 28th and 29th, and Autumn Fest weekend being September 5th and 6th. And Bad Axe firefighters were called to a house fire during the afternoon of August 7th, with several neighboring departments joining in on the response. Crews from Siegel Township, Harbor Beach, Kindy, and Bingham Township assisted the Bad Axe Fire Department at the scene. Despite the efforts of responding firefighters, the home and its garage were considered a total loss. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire remains undetermined. The Bad Axe Fire Department thanked the neighboring departments for providing assistance during the response. And when Huron County voters cast a ballot for probate judge, the title alone doesn't tell the entire story about the job they're choosing someone to perform. Huron County once had separate judges handling probate court and 73B district court. Michigan had changed how local judiciary are based on caseload and judicial resource needs. Because of that change in Michigan judiciary, no change was made until there was a vacancy in that position. Those changes were announced in 2011. The result is Huron County now has one elected judge serving probate court and 73B district court, as well as serving as magistrate. So what does that mean for us, the voters? Probate court handles matters including estates and wills, trusts, guardianships, and conservatorships, along with certain proceedings involving people with mental illness or developmental disabilities. District court has a substantially different role. It handles misdemeanor criminal cases, traffic matters, landlord-tenant disputes, small claims, and other civil cases within its jurisdiction. District court also handles the initial stages of any felony criminal cases, including arraignments and preliminary examinations, before cases proceed or sent to circuit court. Huron County also has a district court magistrate. A magistrate assists the court and may perform specific duties authorized under Michigan law, including certain arraignments, warrant matters, traffic proceedings, and small claims cases. That is, if they're serving as an attorney magistrate. If the person is a non-attorney magistrate, the scope of their duties are even more limited. The elected position combines the responsibilities of Huron County Probate Court Judge and 73B District Court Judge, meaning the person voters select must be prepared to preside over two very different areas of Michigan's court system. That's particularly important when voters evaluate candidates. A candidate isn't seeking a position limited to wills, estates, and guardianships simply because the ballot identifies the office as probate judge. The person elected will also carry the responsibilities of Huron County's district court judge, dealing with criminal cases, traffic matters, civil disputes, and other proceedings. So while voters may see probate judge on the ballot, they're choosing the person who will effectively wear multiple judicial hats, probate court, district court, and magistrate. Understanding that distinction gives Huron County voters a clear picture of the job they're actually filling and the breadth of experience and qualifications that may be important when deciding who should hold it. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event now through August 31st. Select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer Active with Leather 4x4 or $63 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with the 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Plus, for a limited time, there's now a $3,000 Super Duty owner loyalty incentive. Summer savings on your next ride are at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Payments are using AZ plan pricing with 10,500 miles per year with $2,000 due at signing on 3- and 4-year terms with trade-in assist and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end August 31st, 2026.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Patricia Ann Essenmaker, 88 years old, passed away on August 18, 2026. Patricia was born on October 5, 1937. Patricia married Floyd Essenmaker on October 5, 1957, and they were married for 31 years before he passed away. Patricia is survived by her sons Tony and Mark, daughter Susan and Debbie, brothers, sisters. She's also survived by her grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren, with another one on the way. A massive Christian burial will be at 12 p.m. on Friday, August 21st, 2026 at St. Michael Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. at the church until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Cheeseburger in Caseville: Even Heat Kiln, Thumbs Up Kiteboarding, Parkview Party Store, Lemon Tree, Shipwreck Distillery, The Power Agency, and Shure Primary Care, all of Caseville. Other sponsors include DJ Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And we're back with your national and international news. A high-stakes trial involving tech giant Meta opened in federal court, centered on allegations concerning youth safety and social media engagement practices. Former company engineers and digital privacy whistleblowers presented testimony alleging that internal platform policies failed to enforce age restrictions on underage users. Legal teams representing state attorney generals argued that algorithm design prioritized retention over safety. Meta's defense attorneys pushed back strongly in opening statements, highlighting recently implemented parental supervision features and age verification protocols across Instagram and Facebook. The outcome of the trial could set major regulatory precedents for how technology platforms manage minor accounts and algorithm recommendations. And voters across Bangladesh cast ballots in the country's first contested presidential election in over three decades, marking a major political transition. The election pits prominent civilian political leaders against military-backed opposition alliances, drawing intense international observation. Election officials reported high voter turnout across urban centers, despite heightened security measures and brief localized protests. International election monitors are monitoring poll counting procedures as both major party coalitions express confidence in securing a majority. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Piece Designs and Decor. At Piece by Piece, you'll find home furnishings, trending and seasonal decor, craft workshops, and more.
Fall is arriving at Piece by Piece Designs and Decor in Deckerville, and that means it's time for their annual Fall Open House, August 27th through 29th. We've been busy getting the store ready with tons of new inventory, seasonal decor, unique gifts, and of course, plenty of Stephanie's own handcrafted creation. And we're kicking things off Thursday, August 27th with 20% off store-wide, including all the new stuff. Friday, save 10% store-wide, plus Pancho Villa's food truck will be here from 2 until 6 with their famous loaded burritos. Then Saturday, enjoy cider and donuts while you shop. Come celebrate the season and discover something special at Piece by Piece Designs and Decor at the corner of Mills and Maple Grove Roads in Deckerville. Piece by Piece Designs and Decor, where every piece helps make your house feel more like home.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.